And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. State officials say COVID-19 testing in Oklahoma is going to greatly increase by the end of the week. An executive order by Governor Kevin Stitt allows OU and OSU to process tests. Oklahoma Secretary of Science and Innovation Dr. Casey Shrum says their labs will be able to run 10,000 per week, but that means many more than Oklahoma's current 67 cases of the illness will be identified.
We have tested probably just over 700 individuals with test results back. So that tells us when we have the capability to test 10,000 more Oklahomans, we're obviously going to see those rates increase.
Stitt says they're also working to set up mobile testing sites in Tulsa, Oklahoma City, McAllister, and Kay County, but he still does not see a need for any kind of statewide order to shut down bars or keep people at home.
I'm not saying it couldn't happen sometime in the future, but right now, that's not the decision of the state. That's not the recommendation of the federal government or the CDC to mitigate the spread in the state of Oklahoma.
State officials say they're also working on a platform with Google to facilitate COVID-19 testing. The Oklahoma Senate will remain closed this week. Senators and some staff were tested for COVID-19 last week after learning they were potentially exposed to the illness. According to a statement from Senate President Pro Tem Greg Treat, those tests, done by OU Medicine, have not come back yet due to overwhelming demand on the private lab they were sent to. Tulsa officials are wary of returning spring breakers in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. Mayor G.T. Bynum recommends employers follow the city's practices before allowing essential personnel to return to work.
Anyone who's traveled out of the country or on a cruise is to first check with our city physician before they can return to work. Same for anyone who's traveled domestically through any major airport hub. Same for anyone who traveled by car to a community that has community spread.
The city is extending those guidelines to people who didn't travel themselves but live with someone who did and is showing symptoms like fever or cough. Our weather forecast: patchy drizzle and fog to start the day, then cloudy and 67 degrees. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms and a low of 59. Right now, misty, 51 degrees. I'm Matt Trotter, KWGS News.